So I was, as I normally do when I'm going to speak, really want to know from the Lord what He wants, what to speak on. And sometimes He tells me, and sometimes I'm surprised. So He gave me a word to look at. And I'm not sure I still understand the why, so we're going to figure that out together as we go. And the word was Rahab. So we're going to look at the story of Rahab and see what Holy Spirit reveals to us in it. Now, most of you know I've been on identity for a long time. Who we are in Christ, who Christ is in us, and how that should be applied to our lives and what that should look like in our lives. And I'm going to try to approach this story the same way, so we'll see how that comes out. But I know this is from the Lord. So He has something for you in this. So be listening to what Holy Spirit has to say. Hebrews 11. Verse 31. This is the chapter of the Hall of Fame of Faith. Okay? We all want to be in this chapter. Matter of fact, I'll say it differently. Everyone that is a new creation is destined to live their life in a manner that would place them in this chapter. That is your calling, that is your destiny. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. Heavenly Father, we bow our heads before You. And just thank You, Lord, that we know that You're about to speak to us in a manner that we can take in and apply to our lives, and that if we do and as we do, You will receive glory in it, and we will grow closer to our knowledge and understanding of You. We thank You for this opportunity, and we just ask that You do what You do, and we're open to it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, by faith, someone who's looked at as a sinner, right? The prostitute Rahab, most of us would consider someone that functions in certain manners of behavior that is known as sin as a sinner. So her worldly identity, anyone that looked at her from a worldly perspective, or even today from a worldly perspective, would say this person is a sinner. However, James 2:25, in the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous? For what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and set them off in a different direction. See, the righteous will live by faith. So there's two things going on here. By faith, someone that we look at as a sinner is considered righteous by what they've done. So what has she done? So let's look at the story. Joshua chapter 2. Verse 1. Then Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent two spies from Shittim. "Go, look over the land," he said. Especially Jericho. So they went and entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there. Now, I don't know how they came to that conclusion once they entered to find the prostitute's house. I don't know if they were led by the Holy Spirit. I don't know. It doesn't tell me. But I would say if you're going about God's business, the best path to take is let the Holy Spirit lead. So what am I saying? I'm saying God was already up to something. It's not happenstance that that's where they stayed. Now, I want to apply that to you today. Whatever you're going through in life, wherever you're at, whether it's some of the things Natalie's been through that she testified over, it's not happenstance. God has a plan for you. God's got you. You will be fine. You will get through it. You'll have a testimony at the end of it. God will receive glory and you'll have new boldness. Why? Because he's got you. The king of Jericho was told, and I find this interesting, they went in secretly, but somehow the king of Jericho was told. Isn't that kind of how sometimes life feels? Look, some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land. So the king of Jericho sent this message to Rahab. Interesting that he already knew where they were staying. Sometimes it feels like the enemy has you surrounded on all sides. Sometimes we need to take our eyes off the enemy and see what God's about to do. See, really, for Rahab, this was just an opportunity. Some of you today just need an opportunity to respond properly to what God wants to do in your life. Bring out the men who came to you and entered your house because they have come to spy out the whole land. Now we have to understand what's going on. They've crossed over into the promised land, right? And God's basically said, everything's yours, so go take it. So they're doing that. And the news is going forth that they're doing that. But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them. She said, yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they had come from. At dusk, when it was time to close the city gate, they left. I don't know which way they went. Go after them quickly, you may catch up with them. But she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them under the stalks of flax she had laid out on the roof. So the men set out in pursuit of the spies on the road that leads to the fords of the Jordan, and as soon as the pursuers had gone out, the gate was shut. So what happened here? Worldly perspective. I would assume what she did was illegal. If the president of the country or the legislature or the Congress or the judicial branch asks you a question and you lie or intentionally deceive them, you can see that's probably not the best practice, you know, and there are consequences to that. Now, I also want you to understand that's a worldly perspective, because what she did in the end, God considered righteous. See, we're constantly battling, remember, we're talking identity, we're constantly battling perspective. This world's perspective and heaven's perspective. The world's kingdom's perspective and heaven's kingdom's perspective. The only proper way for a new creation to live, a citizen of the kingdom of heaven to live, is from heaven's perspective. We have to understand what's going on. Exactly. I write little notes, and I always write them too small. I can't see them. Before the spies lay down for the night, she went up on the roof and said to them, I know that the Lord has given you this land, and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. I'm going to pause there. I want us to understand the world we live in. God is not a secret. God's denied a lot, but he is evident. To the point that the The world knows what God's doing. And they tremble. Here, someone that was considered a sinner recognizes the Lord. Listen to what she said. I know that the Lord. How does she know that the Lord when she doesn't know the Lord? You have to understand what's happening with Rahab. What is happening with Rahab in the story? The same thing has happened with you in your story. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt. And what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When we heard of it, our hearts melted in fear, and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord, your God, is God in heaven above and on the earth below. Profound statement for someone from a worldly perspective as a sinner. I don't even know believers that often stand up in the midst of controversy and declare a statement like that. The Lord your God is God in heaven above and earth below. See, here's someone, I'm going all the way back to the first verse, by faith, considered righteous, is seeing things from heaven's perspective, even though she's lived in a worldly point of view. You have to understand the transformation that's taking place within the story. What am I saying? I'm saying she is already speaking from an identity she hasn't received yet. I'm saying we struggle to live an identity we've already received because we still see the old one. It should be reversed. See, my own note. Yes. She recognized the Lord. She accepted who the Lord is and what the Lord is doing. And she acted upon that foreknowledge by faith. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death. Now this is a whole picture of salvation. You have to understand what's going on. We can apply that to our lives because what did Jesus come to do? He came to save you from death. Matter of fact, he has set you free from the law of sin and death. And now you are an eternal being, a new creation. Our lives for your lives, the men assured her. If you don't tell what we are doing, we will treat you kindly and faithfully when the Lord gives us the land. So she let them down by a rope through the window, for the house she lived in was part of the city wall. This is a very significant part when you understand the story of Jericho, because what happened? The walls came tumbling down, as the song says, right? Some say everything sink. Her house is attached to those walls. You have to understand how great of a salvation she is about to receive because of faith. So you can understand how great of a salvation you have already received through faith. She said to them, "Go to the hills so the pursuers will not find you. Hide yourselves there 3 days until they return, and then go on your way." Now the men had said to her, "This oath you made us swear will not be binding on us unless when we enter the land, you have tied this scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down, and unless you have brought your father and mother, your brothers, and all your family into your house. If any of them go outside your house into the street, their blood will be on their own heads. We will not be responsible. As for those who are in the house with you, their blood will be on our head if a hand is laid on them. But if you tell what we are doing, we will be released from the oath you made us swear." "Agreed," she replied. "Let it be as you say." So she sent them away, and they departed, and she tied the scarlet cord in the window. Now we can understand that the scarlet cord represents the blood of Jesus. And what it completely does when we accept him, right? It's an easy thing to understand. Now, what am I saying in the story? And there's more to the story. We're about to see where Jericho, right? We all know the story of Jericho. Anybody not know the story of Jericho, right? They do a lot of marching, 7 days, then they shout. We still don't understand the power of a shout. You know? And then the walls came tumbling down and they took the city, right? But within the story, there's a picture of what Jesus has done for us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. And there's a picture of somebody receiving through faith that which was invisible already as visible. And how do we know it? Because the fruit of her actions dictated that she saw herself in a manner that no one else saw her. How do you see yourself? I'm going to be on this subject probably through eternity until I see the people of God acting like the people of God, bright, shining, clean in a soiled world. Because somebody needs to see you and through you see Jesus. Jericho fell, but Rahab is saved. Joshua 6, verse 22. Joshua said to the two men who had spied out the land, "Go into the prostitute's house and bring her out, and all who belong to her in accordance with your oath to her." So the young men who had done the spying went in and brought out Rahab, her father and mother, her brothers and sisters, and all who belonged to her. They brought out her entire family and put them in a place outside the camp of Israel. Then they burned the whole city and everything in it, but they put the silver and gold and the articles of bronze and iron into the treasury of the Lord's house. But Joshua spared Rahab the prostitute with her family and all who belonged to her, because she hid the men Joshua had sent as spies to Jericho. And she lives among the Israelites to this day. So we see this story take place, right? The walls of Jericho fall, but somehow her house still stands. I told you God was at work. Construction-wise, it's not possible. Okay, the walls come down, the buildings with it come down. God was at work. Again, I'm going to say the same thing. I don't know what circumstance you're in. I don't know. God's got you. But the interesting part of this story to me is this last part. And she lives among the Israelites to this day. We talk about a lot of Christians, and we even see it in the scripture, right? Gentiles, Jews, that we're grafted into the promise. By faith, Rahab became saved and lived the rest of her days as a child of God with the children of God. She became one of them. Before she was saved, everything she did was done by faith and considered righteous to lead her towards righteousness in God Christ Jesus. She saw something in herself because she properly identified herself, not from a worldly perspective, but from God's perspective. And she saw what God was doing in her day, and she said, I'm going to be part of it. To not be part of it is death and destruction. See, some here today, honestly, are going to choose death and destruction. And it's your choice. I can't stop you. And God won't stop you. But he's given you a path to carve out your own destiny in him for life eternal, for abundant life, overflowing life, and it's by faith, through faith, righteous acts. Not righteous acts that give you faith to get saved. Do you understand who you are in him and who he is in you? Your fruit will bear that out. So what's the end of her story? What's the end of yours? Matthew 1, verse 5, says, Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. I thought it was interesting here in the genealogy of Jesus. She's like the great-great-great-grandmother of David, by the way. You have to add a lot more greats to get to Jesus. But they don't say, whose mother was Rahab the prostitute. See, her identity was already in Jesus. So here's somebody who lived this life from a worldly perspective of sin, but she saw herself differently because he had a destiny for her that she was going to pursue and be part of no matter what. The Lord's at work. I see him at work. Absent that, I'm going to be destroyed. I want not only me, but my family to live, and I'm going to go do it. I'm going to honor him, and he's going to save me because I know he's at work. And she didn't know him yet. And in it all, he considered her righteous, and by faith she was saved, and she became part of the genealogy of Jesus, which makes her part of our genealogy. See, you have a choice today of who you're going to identify with. So stand with me, because I'm done. It's a nice little story that has a lot more significance than I've even touched on. You have a choice every moment of every day of who you're going to identify with. You have a choice every moment of every day who you're going to see yourself as. You have a choice every moment of every day of who you're going to see the person next to you as. If she only saw herself as a prostitute, her actions would never bore out her righteousness that she found in Christ. It's time that we choose correctly. Leave death and destruction in the past. and walk into a victorious life. And it's simply a choice that is made by faith. It's not a choice that's made with human eyes, human understanding, human wisdom. This world has nothing positive to give you to make the proper choice. It only comes from seeing through heaven's eyes. So here's what I declare over you today. Bow your heads. Place your hands on your eyes. I declare heaven's eyes upon you, so that from this day forward, you will only see yourself and others how God sees you. So in all circumstances, through all things, you will properly identify yourself with God and His plans, and you will live in a manner that's pleasing unto Him, victorious, a bright light in a dark world, and they will see and they'll be drawn to you because you have called yourself righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, because that's what He's called you. And I thank you for that. I bless you. I bless your day. Let it be more abundant than you can even imagine. In Jesus' name, amen. Before you go, encourage one another in the Lord. Find at least one person and offer a word of encouragement. Bless you.